queda una segona part, però mentre el temps se'ns va passant.
Girona FM. Girona FM. 92.7 FM, la ràdio de Girona. Girona FM. L'Alternativa, amb Ryan Martín. El programa en anglès on parlem de Girona, cultura i música. Només a Girona FM.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to L'Alternativa on Girona FM 92.7, the best English language show on the radio and available as a podcast on the Girona FM website. Hello, Girona, and welcome to a very special edition of L'Alternativa. It's show number 4 in this great year of 2025, released on the 21st of February. But more importantly, it's our first birthday. That's right, we're celebrating 1 year of bringing you energy, the vibes, and the love for great music every week. This is L'Alternativa, the show where we talk about Girona, culture, and music in English. Bon dia, bona tarda, bona nit, y benvinguts al millor programa en inglés. We're back by popular demand and bigger and better than ever. As always, we're taking you on a journey through time with the best music from the 20th century, plus the latest music and entertainment news and the best local concerts happening this week. And because it's our birthday, we've got a party playlist lined up. Expect to hear Kool & the Gang, Queen, The Beatles, and many, many more. Plus, we'll be announcing the winner of that €20 voucher at Hors Category and announcing a new giveaway. So strap in, turn up the volume, and get ready to celebrate with us. I'm your host, Ryan Martin O'Shaughnessy, and I just want to say a huge thank you for joining us and being part of L'Alternativa. Let's get this party started. And if that wasn't enough, we have a very special guest in the studio today, Paul Chris Jones from Girona Buddies. Woo, 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 woo.
I'm pretty happy to be here.
Welcome.
Really excited to share your first birthday with you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming to L'Alternativa. Thank you for coming in. We'll be talking to you very soon. But first, let's introduce the team. Abui, com sempre, I'm L'Arnau Vila, Control Technique. Muchas gracias, Arnau. And I'm delighted, as always, to have once again in the studio the literary genius, our Shakespearean friend and collaborator of L'Alternativa, the splendiferous Abby Jones.
Well, thank you very, very much.
How are we doing today?
Brilliant. Hey, we're celebrating our first birthday. Happy birthday to us, right?
I know. Happy birthday. Yes. And as always, we start our show with a bit of a challenge. Abby being the wordsmith she is, I'm sure you've brought a word in for me that you think I'm going to try and guess. But no. Not today, because I'm a bit tired of not being able to do it. So this week, after me failing miserably, I'm going to turn the tides on you and I'm going to give you a word, okay? I can't tell you what it means. Let's see, you got to try and use it in a sentence at some point during the show. And then you can let me know your word anyway, just in case, all right? Because I think it's going to be too easy for you. The word is jubilarian.
Jubilarian, okay. Well, I'll ask you later.
I'm sure you'll figure that one out. What did you have for me anyway?
Well, do you know what? Actually, this one you will definitely get because it's more of a teaching point rather than anything else. So the word is belated.
Belated?
Yes,
well, it is. Well, like belated birthday when you say something too late. When something is too late, it's belated.
A belated birthday?
Yeah.
Can a birthday be belated?
Well, you can celebrate it, or you can wish someone a birthday belatedly.
You can. So, no, this is so people who really, really know me very well know that I have such an issue with this because, you know, English speakers, Brits, Americans, whatever, they do use it incorrectly. Because the
happy belated birthday, because I didn't see you yesterday and it was your birthday.
Yes,
so it's kind of like saying, sorry, I'm late, really, isn't it?
Well, it is. But it's in the wrong place. Oh. It should be belated happy birthday, because what's belated? The birthday or the wishing of the happy birthday? So it's this. So I have a real issue with this, because, you know, it was on like
the birthday is not belated.
Exactly.
It's the happy birthday.
Your birthday is the same day every year, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you're born on the 29th of February. But let's keep that to one side.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. So it would be a belated apology. A belated happy birthday kind of thing.
Okay.
Or a belated birthday celebration, because the celebration could be... So this is my thing. So it's more of a teachable moment. And so just if in doubt, people, just ask yourself the question, what is the thing that is belated?
All right. So people should say belated happy birthday.
Absolutely.
Okay. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Check it out. We're celebrating. Because in music news, and it is the most important piece of news that we have today, of course, L'Alternativa is 1 year old. That's right. We're celebrating our first birthday. What started as a fun idea to bring great music and lively conversation to Girona FM has turned into an amazing journey. We are the only English language show in Girona, and we've had the privilege of sharing fantastic music, laughs, and unforgettable moments with our listeners. A huge thank you once again to everyone who's been part of the show, including our guests, collaborators, and staff behind the scenes. We're excited to continue growing, improving, and bringing you even more of the good stuff in the year ahead. All right, new track out. That was Ozzy Osbourne. Well, it will be Ozzy Osbourne. He has released the new song with Billy Morrison, and that track is called God of Rock and Roll. It's also featuring Stephen Stevens. More on Ozzy Osbourne. He is going to be playing with Black Sabbath this summer, but unfortunately he shared an update saying he won't be with them on stage throughout the whole show. Scheduled for the reuniting concert called Back to the Beginning in Birmingham this July as part of the heavy metal event at Villa Park. Fans will be eager to see him back on stage, but he has confirmed he won't be able to do the full set due to ongoing health problems. I found myself. And that song that we're listening to is Ozzy Osbourne and Billy Idol's guitarist Billy Morrison. They've released a fresh version of their 2015 song Gods of Rock and Roll, as I just said. The original track from a decade ago is from Morrison's solo album, God-Shaped Hole. But this new version is featuring a massive Morrison project, which includes Ozzy's vocals, a powerful 61-piece orchestra, and additional guitars from Steve Stevens, who's been playing alongside Morrison and Billy Idol for years.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Paul McCartney.
Once there was a way back home.
All right, that was, of course, Sir Paul McCartney. Saturday Night Live celebrated its 50th anniversary with a weekend of special broadcasts. On Valentine's Day, NBC aired SNL 50, the homecoming concert, a live show from Radio City Music Hall in New York, featuring performances from Robin, Lady Gaga, David Byrne, and many more. And then the following night, the anniversary special aired as a 3-hour live production with musical performances, monologues, and fresh takes on classic sketches. Highlights included Steve Martin's monologue, a Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig sketch, a star-studded Black Jeopardy sketch with Eddie Murphy and others. Sabrina Carpenter and Paul Simon kicked off the evening with a duet. And the show also had performances from Miley Cyrus, Brittany Howard, and Lil Wayne. Adam Sandler also performed a song honoring SNL's legacy. And the night concluded with this set by Paul McCartney, a medley from Abbey Road.
Once there was a way to get back home. Now sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
All right, and to continue with that Beatles feel and to start our party, let's go back to 1963 and this classic, the most well-known cover from the Fab Four, Twist and Shout. Welcome back. That was Twist and Shout by the Beatles. And today we're celebrating 1 year of L'Alternativa. And we have a phone call from an unexpected fan. Go ahead. This is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. So great to be here. I am a very busy and important person, but I always have time for my favorite radio show and podcast. And what a great show. Ryan knows how to make some tremendous material.
Oh, Donald Trump, president of the USA. Why are you calling?
Well, you know, you're like a brother to me. And not like the annoying one, but that cool one who everyone likes. Alternativa is the best and the greatest, and we all know.
Well, you flatter me, although I gotta say I'm not a very big fan of yours, to be honest. Anyway, you must be very busy with everything that's going on.
Yes, Ryan, we have a lot of bombs to drop and taxes to impose, so ooh, I'll just go ahead and say happy birthday to the show and well done and making it so great, and also the greatest. Keep up the good work. Hi to everyone in Girona, too.
Okay, yeah, you know, we better let you go. All right, bye, Mr. Trump. Thanks, bye.
Ryan, I request a song?
No.
I want to hear a song.
No, we're not
the greatest song.
Oh, what is it?
I song I love.
Okay.
And like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best.
Is it?
Let's listen to God Bless America.
No,
hey, can you hear
no.
me?
Okay.
Play my song.
Can we cut this?
I'll come to Girona and make sure you never get.
Okay, well, sorry, we had to get rid of that. Sorry to everyone. I don't know where that came from. Arnold, let's get back to the script. Alrighty, we're sorry about that. We don't know how we got our phone number. We're here with Paul from Girona Buddies, a successful meetup group and organizer of events, bringing people together in Girona. Paul, thank you so much for coming in.
Really happy to be here. I'm amazed you got Donald Trump on the phone.
I know. Well, he got me on the phone, really. But anyway, let's get back to you. Let's get to know you first before we talk about Girona Buddies, just so that people have an idea of who you are. So where are you from originally?
I'm from England. Mm-hmm. I've been living here in Girona for 7 years.
Right, 7 years. And what made you want to settle in Girona?
So I met my girlfriend in Montreal.
Oh, yeah?
And I was volunteering as a night watchman in a hostel, and she was there learning French, and we got together, and
well,
and that was 12 years ago, and she told me she was from a place called Girona, and I'd never heard of Girona.
She's actually from here.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Wow, okay. And so have you got family?
So I have two kids.
Okay.
And they're going to listen to this, so
do you want to give them a shout out?
I'm going to say hello Navin and Ben.
Hello, Gavin and Ben. How's it going?
2 and 7, and they're the greatest kids.
Yeah,
I have to say that because I'm on the radio, but they really are. Yeah, okay, they're really nice.
Excellent. So that's cool. Okay, excellent. So how did you come up with the idea of Girona Buddies?
So it wasn't me who set it up. Mm-hmm. It was maybe I should start from the beginning. So I moved here 7 years ago. For the first 6 years, I didn't have any friends, actually. I had no way to meet people.
Mm-hmm. It can be tough.
Yeah. And my girlfriend told me about this thing called Girona Connectors. I went to a couple of those events.
Yep. Shout out to Nastia, who was on the show a month ago.
Yep. And then, last year, I saw a Facebook post mm-hmm. from this girl called Denise.
Yeah.
And it was something like, "Hello, you. I've just moved to Girona. If you're looking for friends and you want to go out for a coffee, then just give me your phone number and I'll add you to a WhatsApp group."
Okay.
And there was a photo of her. And then underneath that, there was 10 comments, and everyone was enthusiastic about joining this group. And at the bottom was a link.
Mm-hmm.
So I clicked the link and I joined it. And it was called Costa Brava Buddies. And there were already 50 members. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, at that moment when I joined it, talking about going to a picnic in the park.
Right. So this is about a year ago?
Yeah, this was February 26th.
Okay, so you're also celebrating a year?
Yeah, we're
right. Happy birthday. Old.
Yeah, it was coincidence. Yeah, we celebrated together. So I went to this picnic, and it was a bunch of strangers sitting in the park on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 4 or 5 people, and it was a cold day, and we were just sitting on the mud. But Denise was there, this girl from this Facebook post, and she welcomed me, and this guy from Andalusia gave me a plastic bag to sit on so I didn't get muddy, and they had a bunch of food in the center mm-hmm. in Tupperware mm-hmm. and they shared it with me, and it felt nice. It was a bit surreal sitting there on a Saturday in a park with strangers, but mm-hmm. Gradually more people came, and in the end we were about 15 people. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy from Peru and a woman from Belgium and a woman from Croatia, and we're all from different countries. And I was amazed because I'd been living in Girona for so long, and I had no way to meet these people.
Mm.
And I felt like we were all the same, that we had no way to meet each other until Denise had made this group. And so over the next few days, people kept using this WhatsApp group. And
okay,
we,
so that's how you keep in touch, through WhatsApp, huh?
Yeah. Girona Buddies, it's a group of WhatsApp groups.
Okay,
so
a group of WhatsApp groups.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get into those later on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And how many members have you got right now, then?
So right now, we have 386 members.
Wow.
I was wondering if Ryan, who wanted to be member 387.
Wow, talk about being put on the spot there. Of course.
Okay.
What about Abby? You going to ask her?
I don't need to be asked twice. I'll come along for, a picnic. I mean, come on, that's the best thing.
Cool.
Okay, so it's not just picnics that we've done. We've done hikes,
mm-hmm.
gone to restaurants.
Yeah.
And we've played, people have played paddle together. I don't play paddle, but I've heard they do it together.
Okay, so there's all sorts of different activities that people can do.
Yeah. So we have 40 different subgroups.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And people have told me that's a lot, but
it sounds like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We have hiking, food, cycling, climbing game night. We meet every Wednesday.
That. Yeah, we're going to get into that in a little bit. And we'll also talk about, because you're also on Instagram, and I think people can get in touch that way too. But first, let's continue on our journey through time with a little bit of music. Okay, Paul? We'll get back to you very soon and talk about all the events he organizes and how you guys can get involved if you want to. This is an iconic song from the 60s, though. This is The Who with their song, I Can't Explain. Classic tune with such a 60s sound to it. Let's continue. Welcome back to L'Alternativa on Girona FM 92.7. And in case you're just joining us now, we have Paul from Girona Buddies with us today. Now, let's get back to what we're talking about, because you said it was called Costa Brava Buddies. So what happened there? How did it change the name, and how did you take over?
So I don't really think of myself as like taking over the group, but I asked if I could help Denise out.
Okay.
Because she had to leave Girona because she was going to Germany for the winter to go work on at a ski resort. And I asked her, would it be okay if I organize some events while you're gone? And she said that would be great.
Okay.
And she made me an admin of this WhatsApp group.
Okay.
And so when she left, we were about 120 people in this WhatsApp group. And first thing I thought to do was to change the name, because Costa Brava Buddies seemed too
general. And it's huge. And if it's based here in Girona, it makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah, you think the same as me.
Of course. Absolutely.
We have similar minds. And so I changed the name to Girona Buddies.
Yeah.
I really liked the word buddies.
Yeah.
Because it implies friendship. And
Of course. So over the because you were saying that you're on Instagram, but you've only been on Instagram for a short amount of time. So in those earlier days, how did people get involved? How were they able to find out about that group and participate?
So yeah, we were just inviting each other's friends. And so after we did the name change, then we opened a Facebook account, an Instagram account, and now we have a meetup page as well, which is about two weeks old.
Cool.
To try to get new people coming, because the idea is to have it as inclusive as possible and to grow it as big as possible.
Of course.
Yeah. And it's been growing so fast, and especially in the past.
Yeah. Well, I went to your last meetup, which was in La Rosaleda, in La Devesa, in the park there. It was just on Sunday last, and you had a great crowd there. I'd say between 25, maybe 30 people there. So, would that be a typical turnout for one of your events?
Okay, let me tell you this. So, 3 months ago, I think 4 people came.
Oh, right.
To this social event that we do on every other Sunday.
Okay.
And a month ago, mm-hmm. we were about 12 people.
Right.
And then 2 weeks ago, we were 20 people.
Oh, okay. So it's exponentially growing.
It keeps growing. Oh, yeah.
Wow, you're on a roll then. That's
yeah.
great.
And then in 2 weeks, we have our like our next social event is in the... We've just decided where it's going to be. It's going to be in Parc de Migdia.
Okay, but wonderful.
And I don't know how many people are going to turn up.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be me. I don't know, but I suspect it's going to be quite a few people. And everyone is invited.
Yeah, of course.
That's the
so
nice thing about it.
I think Instagram is the way that people keep in touch with these things most these days. So what's the name of your Instagram account?
So the Instagram account is Girona Buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Which is B-U-D-D-I-E-S.
Okay.
Girona Buddies. And if you want to join mm-hmm. Girona Buddies as well, we've made it really easy.
Okay.
Just go to tinyurl.com / Girona Buddies.
Okay, and then they can find out all the information from there.
You can join straight away.
Okay.
Just by going to that.
Brilliant. Cool. We'll get back to you in a second. Let's move into the 70s now. We're going to highlight this cult classic from the B-52s, the epic and ridiculous Rock Lobster. Welcome back, everybody. The unmistakable sound of the B-52s with their 78 hit Rock Lobster. Alrighty, we're celebrating our first birthday here at L'Alternativa, and we're going to give away that €20 voucher to spend at Hors Categorie, a bike-friendly bar and restaurant in the heart of Girona. A big shout-out to all our lovely followers who participated and went into the draw, and a big thank you to our friends at Hors Categorie for sponsoring Giuseppe and his team. You guys are awesome. If you don't know the place, make sure you drop by because their food is amazing, they have a great selection of craft beers, and the atmosphere is very cool. And to make sure there are no shenanigans or tongos, we're gonna have the innocent hand of our guest Paul from Girona Buddies choose the winner. We have a lot of balls here. Can you hear the shaking? Give that a shake and choose a number, please.
Here we go.
Oh, he's already dropped one on the floor.
One has just fallen on the floor.
What have we got?
21.
21. Abby, who is the winner of that €20 voucher to spend at Hors Categorie?
21 is, drumroll,
drum.
Leadership for You.
Leadership for You. Awesome. I believe I know who that person is. We're going to find out your name and we're going to announce it very, very soon.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Yeah, congratulations indeed. For more giveaways, stay tuned and follow us on Instagram. Our page is alternativa.gironafm. Very soon we will have some more great prizes to give away, including a voucher to spend at McKiernan's Irish Bar in Girona. Massive thank you to them, but more on that later. It's our first anniversary, as we said, and that got us thinking of some other famous people who also have or had or would have had their birthday at this time of the year. I've got a couple of ones to go through, guys. On the 20th of February, Kurt Cobain was born,
right.
The legendary Nirvana frontman. And on the same day, we have Rihanna.
Ooh.
And Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay,
there you go.
That's a cool trio.
Yeah. So they've all made their mark. And also born this month, on the 21st of February, Nina Simone, legendary. The late and excellent George Harrison on the 25th of February. And both on the 26th, Fats Domino and Johnny Cash.
Amazing.
Very, you know, great time of the year to be born.
What happens if you're born on February 29th?
That is a very good question.
Do you just age slower than everyone else?
I think you age the same, but you only can't. That would be a belated birthday.
Well, this is what we were saying before. Yeah. I believe, because apparently I saw something like this, and on Facebook you couldn't actually choose the 29th. So when you're putting your birthday in, you have to choose either the 28th of February or the 1st of March. I don't know if that has been rectified now
Would you? I think I'd choose the 28th of February.
Yeah, because it's the same month.
Because like, if you skip a whole, if you go to a different month.
Yeah.
It's like, anyway, cool. Now to round off the 70s, here's a great party track to sing along to. A message for all of us to keep going no matter what. Here is Queen with Don't Stop Me Now.
Floating around in ecstasy, so don't stop me now. Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time. Leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man. Good time, I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now. If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call. Don't stop me now. 'Cause I'm having a good time. Don't stop me now. Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Yeah. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload.
Don't stop me now. And now it's time to see what's going on in Girona.
¿Qué pasa, Girona?
I'll tell you, ¿qué pasa? Some great live music, of course. Sons al Parc is a free music event organised by the 3345 Association at the Foro Moraya Gardens in Girona. It aims to promote vinyl music while encouraging family audience participation. The event has a social focus and offers an inclusive cultural experience for all. Sons al Parc will be held on Saturday, 22nd of February at midday, 12 p.m. in La Foro Moraya Gardens in Girona. So it's a free event to celebrate vinyl music and everybody is invited. And on Saturday, the 1st of March, Girona Est will host a lively morning of rhythm and talent at the Casa de las Arts. Starting at 11 a.m, the Black Music Big Band and its associated projects, including the Black Music Choir and emerging talents, will bring music to the community. It's also free, so open to all, set in the creative environment of Mas Ramada. And join the enchanting Venetian Carnival Spirits. We forgot to talk about carnival, guys. With a concert featuring Vivaldi's music. That's on Saturday, the 1st of March as well, at 6 p.m. in L'Auditori de Girona. They will host Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. Danny Espaza conducting that one. This ensemble brings freshness and emotion to the stage, delivering a 17th century Venetian experience. And you can take part in a mask contest to fully immerse yourself in the atmosphere. If it's €15, but it's only €3 if you wear a mask. Tell me what you need. All right, and I did mention this on the last show, but I love it so much. From the 13th of February to the 23rd of March, Girona will be filled with the best in soul, funk, blues, and reggae as the Black Music Festival returns for its 22nd edition. Highlights include the Black Music Picnic on the 23rd of March at Parque del Migdia. That's perfect for the whole family. But of course, there are concerts every weekend, so check out the full lineup at blackmusicfestival.com and get your tickets. One of the standout acts for me is these guys, Lawrence, an eight-piece soul pop band made up of lifelong friends and musicians, led by the talented sibling duo Clyde and Grace Lawrence. They're playing at La Midona on the 28th of February. That's definitely something you don't want to miss. Of course, all this and more on the official Ayuntamiento de Girona agenda, girona.cat/agenda. And don't miss the next Girona Conecta meetup at Ors Categorie. Last night, of course, was another success with a huge crowd. Plenty of mingling and meeting, eh, Abby?
Oh, absolutely. Always.
And if you want to know, if you want to get to know someone new, check out Girona Conecta and, of course, Girona Buddies. We have Paul with us from Girona Buddies. We've got another song coming up, and then we'll be back with him to find out all about his news. Let's move into the 80s now, in full effect. Let's go proper party mode with this absolute classic. You know it. It's Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. Welcome back to L'Alternativa. That was the iconic sound of Bon Jovi. And this music, what does it mean? It means that we have Abby's book recommendation, of course. What have we got today?
Oh, ho, ho. Well, we have a centenary alert. We've got Virginia Woolf and Her Mrs. Dalloway, which was published in 1925.
Oh, okay.
So this is very apt, I think, because I've chosen this because on the 1st of May this year, Vintage Books are re-releasing Mrs. Dalloway to celebrate 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be using Vanessa Bell's original artwork on the covers. Now, for those of you who don't know, Vanessa Bell was a painter and also Virginia Woolf's sister, so it's very important to you.
Okay.
Anyway, to the book.
So, sorry to interrupt. Sorry. So, Virginia Woolf, that wasn't her real name?
But yes.
Oh,
but I mean, of course, you know, there was...
A marriage?
When people get married, they change names.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot about that.
It's to be fair, like, we have lived here for too long and people don't change their names here, right? So
yeah.
I think that's a fair thought to go through your head.
Okay.
There.
Thank you. We'll cut that out.
Okay. Anyway, this is the story of a single day in London in the early 1920s. And it's really hard to pinpoint sort of one protagonist. But, of course, Clarissa Dalloway is one of them. She's a society figure giving a party in the evening. So, again, celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
And the other main character is a shell-shocked soldier from the Great War. You could also say that London itself is a character with the hustle, the bustle, the traffic and the shops, and the narrative is punctuated by the chiming of Big Ben. It's all this stream of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
which I hope that kind of got in there a bit. And it's fascinating because Clarissa doesn't ever meet Septimus Warren Smith, the characters, but he does have a huge impact on her, and I won't say what it is. That's a surprise.
No spoilers.
And so through memories and this stream of consciousness, we meet many other characters and their thoughts about the nature of love, imperialism, war, the depths of relationships between humans. So it's really just so good. It's vivid and nuanced. You know, Virginia Woolf packs it with visual images. So I would say go and treat yourself to a shiny new edition to celebrate a century of this intellectual delight of a classic.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Abby. That was great. Excellent. And as a reminder, we have Paul, of course, from Girona Buddies. We're chatting about the history of the group, that it's a WhatsApp-based group mainly, that people can follow you on Instagram, Girona Buddies, but basically the idea is to get involved and to be able to participate in so many of the different subgroups that you've got, whether it be sport, whether it be musical, whether it be board games, for example. Do you want to tell us a little bit about, just very quickly, the different types of groups that you have?
Yeah, so it started with just one group, mm-hmm. and that was the like main chat, and in that you could talk about whatever you want. But now we have 40. We have one for free cycling,
mm-hmm.
where we give things away for free, one for finance and bureaucracy advice, an LGBT group, a group about sustainability. We have a dog club, and the nice thing is that people, they can organize things themselves, and they... Some of the groups people use to give advice as well. So if you have a question about like where to take English speaking driving lessons in Girona, or where you can find a weird Peruvian fruit that no one knows about,
mm-hmm.
Or if you've lost your knee, then you can go on to one of the groups and ask, and someone is going to know, because we have almost 400 members, and we have such a diversity of people,
mm-hmm.
that in about an hour you can get an answer to any of your questions.
Well, amazing. So talking about the people in the group, what I don't know if you've done any stats, but where are the people generally from, and what language do you guys use the most?
So the language we speak in is English,
mm-hmm.
because it's the international language that
sure.
we can all understand,
yeah.
but if people want to talk in Catalan and mm-hmm. Spanish or any language really, that's completely fine as well. And
so what about the nationalities? Are they mm-hmm. mainly English people, or you said there's probably people from South America, even locals, right?
This is one of the like amazing things, that there is no like one single nationality. It's
mm-hmm.
it's such a international thing. Like we've got people from Canada, Colombia, mm-hmm. France, Germany, Greece, Ireland, Italy, Netherlands, Peru, mm-hmm. Russia, Spain, UK, Hungary, Luxembourg, and we had one girl join from Zimbabwe.
Oh, wow.
And it's like people from all over the world here in Girona, they can join.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much. Okay, cool. We'll be back to you in a second. Let's continue our journey through time. Of course, we've got a bit of music to play. We're hitting the 90s now. This is from 1994 from Green Day's first album, Dookie. This is Basket Case.
Melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like upset sex bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Joke with my wife and puts it bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control, so I better hold. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I the
That was Green Day with one of their best ever songs from that first album, Dookie. That was Basket Case. And attention, attention! Are you following us on Instagram? Our page is alternativa.gironafm, and it's where we post updates, the show's highlights, and giveaways. We already gave away that voucher to spend that Ors category, and actually, Paul, I think you know the person who won. Do you know her name?
I do. She is in our group, and she's called Marilyn Parnell.
Well, there we go. Congratulations. So that's all hers. And prior to that, we collaborated with the best bar in Girona, Bagels and Bears. And now we're teaming up with the one and only McKernan's, my favorite bar in Girona, to have a pint of Guinness, watch the rugby or football, and enjoy their weekly live concerts and jam sessions. If you want to participate in our future giveaway with McKernan's, then just follow us on Instagram at alternativa.gironafm. How many times can someone say that in one show? Check out the post and go into the draw. All right, now, Paul from Girona Buddies. Off air now, you were telling us a really touching story, and I'd like our audience to hear about it. You were telling us about one of the groups that you made and one of the experiences that you've recently had. So what happened?
So I have slight autism, mm-hmm. and last year, I was trying to find a group for adults with autism in Girona.
Yeah.
And there isn't one. Doesn't exist. And I was thinking of creating one, but if I had, I wouldn't have had any way to invite people, and I don't think anyone would have come. But in Girona Buddies, I set up a neurodiverse subgroup, and two people joined that day, and we met up in the park, and it was so nice that we could meet up and talk about autism stuff. And now we have 12 members, on yesterday, we had our third meetup in the park, and one of the members just got diagnosed with autism, and we met up and celebrated his autism diagnosis. And like, it makes me feel so nice that group now
exists. That's fantastic. That is so touching. You should be proud because you're bringing these people together and now you have a connection, right?
That's the idea. Yeah, we're bringing people together. We have a dog club which only existed 2 weeks ago. People were posting pictures of their dogs in the main chat, and so we set up a club.
Yeah, we're like, right, we don't want that. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't want those dog pictures somewhere where we don't all have to see them.
Let's create a subgroup.
Yeah, and they met up in the park like last week and for their first meetup, and they were all so happy to meet people who have dogs as well.
Well, that's the whole point of having a friendship, that you have something in common, something to share.
Yeah,
that's so what you're bringing those people together. Well done. Okay, cool. Are you guys ready for a game?
Oh, go on. What is it?
All right, here we go. You don't have to play against each other. You can play together if you like. And you guys at home, you can also play as well. We're going to listen to the start, the first few seconds of some very famous songs. And let's see if you can guess which one it is. Okay, ready, guys, at home too? Arnel, pause la primera canción, por favor.
Ah, okay. Firestarter, The Prodigy.
Oh. Yes, well done. All right, we're ready for the next one. Song number two, Arnau.
Somebody told me you have a girlfriend by the Killers.
Oh.
I love the Killers, one of my favorite bands.
Wow, you got that within seconds. Give the guys at home a chance. Sorry. We're going to move on now with song number tres.
Oh, it's got to be the Chili Peppers.
Yeah. But which one?
Yeah. Give it away, give it away, give it away now!
You were worried.
I was. I was like, what is it? What is it? I know it, but what is it?
They said, oh, we're not very good at this. We're not going to get it. Well, 3 out of 3.
These are all really great choices in songs, Ryan.
Oh, thank you. I didn't want to make them too difficult. Pasemos la cuatro, si es plau, Arnau. Song number 4. The people at home have got it. The people at home have got it.
I said I was bad at this game.
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Well, we're going to have to listen to it a little bit longer then.
Oh, people are going to be thinking, like, what, like screaming at their radios or whatever they're listening to. Oh, I can hear it as well. It's going to kick in now. There it is.
Come on.
I'm terrible with names.
Dire Straits.
Right. No, I'm done.
I don't know. Money for Nothing. There we go. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
It's not terrible.
All right. We've got one more. L'ultima, si es plau. Bit of an intro on this one.
Coldplay, Clocks.
Yeah. I got it.
Let's go out in a cab
Coldplay Clock, says Paul guessed correctly. That was actually from our album of the week last show, of course. Well, that's us almost all done and dusted, guys. Big thank you to Abby Jones for coming in once again.
Yay, well, thank you very much, and to all us jubilarians.
Oh, she used the word.
Got it in there.
Yes, a jubilarian is a person who is celebrating something, so that's us today.
That is us.
You've been listening to L'Alternativa, the best radio program in English in Girona, without a doubt. And Paul from Girona Buddies, thank you so much for joining us. You just want to add one more thing, because we're going to play a song that you guys chose.
So in Girona Buddies, we have a making music group, and we meet every Wednesday in Parc de Migdia and play guitar together.
Uh-huh.
And out of all the songs that we play, we pick this one. We voted for this one as the song we'd love you to play.
Well, that's awesome. We're going to play it for you now. It's Los Hijos del Sol, Cariñito. Thank you for coming in. And I hope it all goes well with Girona Buddies.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a really great time here, Ryan and Abby. And congratulations on your first birthday.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I hope to have you back next time. Rock on and adeo.
Girona. Girona FM, l'espai comunicatiu de la ciutat. Gironès 92.7 FM. Informació de proximitat, notícies, entrevistes, tertúlies, reportatges. Escolta tota la nostra programació a la carta i estigues informat del que passa al teu entorn més proper. GironaFM.cat. La ràdio de Girona, vagis on vagis.
Recupera els millors moments de la nostra programació a gironafm.cat, la web on trobaràs tots els continguts.